So Hanukkah is a holiday that is very associated with women, specifically, right? It's a very, all about women in some way, but Hanukkah especially. So there's a number of reasons why, so we'll go through, and we'll go through this idea of the women not working, and we'll also talk about halal on Hanukkah. You can carry it over, Pesach. You'll also talk about the halal for Hanukkah, whether women are chayav as well, to say halal all the 8 days of Hanukkah. So the main question is a woman chayav in lighting Neres Hanukkah? So the answer is, should be, no, because it's a mitzvah zaseh shezman grama. Right? It's a time-bound mitzvah, so seemingly, women should be pater. However, the Gemara tells us that women are chayav in doing it. So let me ask you a question. What's the reason women are chayav to have a seder and to say the Haggadah, even though it's a mitzvah zaseh shezman grama, it's a time-bound mitzvah? What's the reason that the Gemara gives? They were involved in the nes.
And the same thing is...
for Hanukkah, right? So the Gemara says in the first source of Masechet Shabbos, Isha Vadei Madlika, a woman for sure has to light, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos B'Ner Hanukkah, women are Chayav, are obligated in Neres Hanukkah, Sha'af Hein Hayu Ba'osu Anes, because they were a part of the Nes as well. Throughout Shas, we find sometimes these examples of Af Hein Hayu Ba'osu Anes, they were also in the Nes. Anytime they're also involved, so they also, the Purim as well, we have the same thing. They are Chayav, the rabbis are Mechayav, are obligate them also to be a part of the mitzvah. So the question is, why are women a part of the Nes? How are women a part of the Nes here? In what way? So by Pesach it's very clear. They were also taken out of Mitzrayim. It's not like the men left and left their wives, right? So the women got out of Mitzrayim also. And by Purim, they got saved from Haman also. But what's here by Hanukkah? What would you say? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Oh.
It had something to do, they made some kind of din against women.
Yeah, so Rashi gives two reasons. Rashi gives two reasons on that Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. So Rashi says, Hayu ba'osu anes, shegazru yevanim al kol besulos, hanesuos lihibayel letafser tchila. That the Greeks made a rule that any woman, any maiden who was going to become married, she first had to be with like the governor, the Greek governor that was signed before her wedding night. That was a rule they made, the Greeks, right? Very Greek to do that.
And the feudal system did it also.
Really, did it? Is
oh,
that
yeah.
true? Okay,
yeah.
So there you go.
And
I didn't know that.
I don't know how true it is, but what they did was, especially in Hungary, where the Jewish girls would shave their heads before the wedding, so they wouldn't be attractive to the...
Is that right? I didn't know that. Wow, okay. So it's not, this is something the Jews are familiar with, okay? And then Rashi gives a second reason. Ba'al yad isha nasa nes. And the nes was done through a woman. Very mysterious. Right. So, what's Rashi talking about? What nes happened? So, but the thing is, they didn't do the nes, right? So the question is, what's Rashi talking about? So the answer to this, some expansion on it is found in the Ran, and a greater expansion on it is found in the Kolbo. Has anyone heard of Yehudit? Yehudis.
Oh, of course.
So who was Yehudis? What did she do?
She killed
a
Greek general.
Right. Oh, so the Ran says as follows. That was the first gezeira, that they should have to do that. And a woman was the one that did, was involved in the Neis Chanukah. The Amrinan b'Medrash, because we say in the Medrash, the Bito shel Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who was the Kohen Gadol at the time, supposedly, he had a daughter, that she fed the Greek general cheese and whatever dairy so that he would fall asleep, and he got drunk and whatever it is and fell asleep, and then she cut his head off. Ubarchu kulam, and then all the Greek soldiers fled because of it. And the Ran says that is why we have the minag to eat milchigs on Chanukah. So the Ran says there was this woman. He doesn't say who it is here, right? We know it's Yehudis. So we'll see it's Yehudis. But the Ran says there is this tale that there was this woman that cut off this Greek general's head, and everyone fled because of it. Right?
This is also like the
story with Cicero.
The story
with Cicero. Yeah, it's similar to the story of
Cicero,
right?
Yeah.
Similar story.
Yeah.
It must have been like a thing that Jewish women told each other they could do, right? Shavuos, we also have milchigs. No, Shavuos we have milchigs for other reasons. Shavuos we have milchigs because they maybe they didn't eat milchigs before our Sinai, so they wouldn't get tired, or because of so sister Yael.
Yael and Sisera.
So the Kolbo gives more details to this story. So I'll ask you a question. If you look in any Gemara, any Medrash, you will not find the story. You will not find the story. The book of Judith. Sefer Yehudi. So we have there is an Apocrypha. I don't know what the Apocrypha is. The Apocrypha are the books that were written at the time of Tanakh by Jews, some of them by Jews, that were not included by Chazal and Tanakh. Chazal the Gemara discusses that the rabbis had a machlokes, how many books should be in Tanakh. So we have 24. But if you look in the Gemara in Shabbos, in the Gemara Megillah, it brings down there that there were some that held their 22 books only, some that held there's more. So one of the books was Yehudi, the Sefer Yehudi, was not included by Chazal and Tanakh, among other Svarim that were not included by Chazal. So one of the Sefer Yehudi, so it's not found in the Medrash and the Gemara, but it's from that book of Apocrypha, right? So the Kolbo says, "V'nashon chayavas v'neiros chanukah shavanei b'osanis." Perush shehaoyvim bo la'abir akol anashim v'nashim etat. The Greeks were going to destroy everyone. V'yesh mefarshim, those that say she'al yedei isha ira lahem hanes hagadol hahu. That this nes happened through a woman. V'shma Yehudis, and her name was Yehudit. K'moshim mefarsh ba'agada. See, he doesn't even say here medrash ba'agada in the tall tales, if you will, right? But Bas Haisa Yochanan Kohen Gadol, she was the daughter of Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Vahaisa Yafastor, she was very beautiful and old. But Amar HaMelech Yavan Shetishka Vimo, and the king of Greece wanted her for himself. Ve'achilasu Tabshil Shalgvina, and she gave him cheese and dairy. Kadeshi Yitzma, so he'll be thirsty. V'yishta Laro, V'yishtaka, and then he had to drink a lot and he got drunk. V'yishka V'yiradim, and he fell asleep. V'yihila Kain, V'yishka V'yiradim, V'tika Charbo, V'chat Charosho, and she took his sword while he was sleeping and she cut his head off. V'taviuli Yerusha, and she brought his head to Yerushalayim. Ukarosa chayel ki meis giborim v'yanusu. And when the Greek soldiers saw that their leader had died, they saw his head, so they all fled. V'alkei nagul asos tavshal shagvina b'chanukah. So specifically because of this nes of Yehudis that we shown him say, that is what the Gemara means, that afin hayu bosani. So two reasons. One was they were saved from that decree that they had to be with the governor, and the other one was because specifically Yehudis was involved in making the great nes. That is that is why women are so involved in Chanukah. Yeah.
You know, we talked about usually two miracles was the oil and that the Ma'atim, defeated the Rabbim. So is her thing part of why the Jews were victorious?
So according to the Ran and the Skolbo and the Rishonim that say this, it seems to be they are saying that, right? That the nace of Rabbim Biad Ma'atim was...
Was
partly closer. The only problem is, if one looks in historical sense, this happened before Chanukah. During the Greek rule of Israel, before Chanukah. So we're going to see there are later achronim that raise this issue with regards to this, whether it's really, whatever it is, we'll see. But he definitely, the Rishonim understand that that is the case, that she was the cause of the victory. So the question is how much, that was the Mesorah, seemingly, but it could be that historically, sometimes we find things in the Gemara that are historically not so accurate. Right, so, yeah.
But I'll tell you, I would say that this would be a main reason, because most of the Gemara, they don't talk about the Maccabees.
Right, there's no mention, yeah.
Right. Let's deal with the women.
So now we'll get to this thing of the women not working, right? So the first source of this idea of women not working while the Neros Chanukah are lit, not doing malacha, we'll have to define later what that means work. Does that mean Shabbos work? Let's see what that means. Is found in the Tur. The Tur was one of the early codifiers of halacha, and the Rishonim, he was the son of the Rush, talking like the 13th century. So the Tur brings down the whole Gemara, word for word, the Gemara that has to do with Chanukah, and he adds something to it which makes this whole topic. So the Tur, what we're quoting now in the Tur is basically all the Gemara except for the last line. So the Gemara said, "My Chanukah. What is Chanukah? The Tanya, as we learned, the Kafi v'Kislev on the 25th of Kislev, Yomei Chanukah, the days of Chanukah. Timnaya Inun, they are 8. Delola Misvod Bahon, you cannot give eulogies. Udelola Migzer Bon Tanis, and you cannot have a Tanis on them, a fast day. Shekeshenichnesu over the Kochavim beHechal, when the non-Jews came into the Hechal of the Beis Hamikdash, Timukol Hashmanim, they impurified all of the oils. ShebeHechal." Ukishagavra Yad Malchus Beis Chashmonai, when the house of Chashmonai, the Chashmonaim were victorious with Nitzchum, Badku, they searched below Matsu al Pach Echad Shel Shemen. They only found, right, one Pach of Shemen. Shayachasim Bechos Mashal Kohen Gadol, the only one that was with the signature of the Kohen Gadol. Below Hayabo Ela Kadei Lahadlik Yomecha, and there was only enough to light for one day. The Nasib on Ace, and an Ace happened. We all know the Ace. The Likubo Shmonayamim, they were able to light 8 days from it. L'shana Acheres, the next year, Kavum Shmona Yom Tov B'Hal Avodah. They made 8 days of celebration of Yom Tov and thanks. Perush, so the Torah says, Lomar Ben Halel, to say Halel on them, Ulahodos, and to thank, Lomar Bo Alanisim, to say Alanisim. That's the way we do Halel and Hodah. So the Torah says, but the one is allowed to do malacha, or we don't assume you can't do malacha on those days. And the women have the custom not to work as long as the candles are lit, and one should not be lenient on this custom. So the Torah says, right, meaning you think, right, it's like being strict to not work, right? So the Torah brings down this minhag. The women have the minhag not to do work. So the question is, why? What is the reason for this minhag? What is the reason? Why is there such a minhag? Where does this come from?
Are the men permitted to work?
Yes. It's the women. That's what the Torah says. Mahanashim, right?
The women put up our feet and we have the guys start cooking, right?
So we'll see about cooking. Yeah. So wait, so... What would you say the reason? This is a very early minhag. So, right, as I show you, the Shulchan Aruch brings down as well. It's in Shulchan Aruch. See in the next verse. Venohagus Hanashim Shulasus Melacha Bochan Neiris Dolkos. Women do not work. They have the minhag not to work during the time when the candles are lit. The Yesh Mish Omer Shein Lahakalem. And some says we should be very strict that women mamish should be off for that time. So, what did you say? Oh, so you want to say because of Yehudis?
I don't know.
Not because of Yehudis. What do you want to say? So I don't know, what would you say? On what? Oh, okay, so this is the machlokas. This is exactly the machlokas. So Barbara Berg is the Taz, and you're the Beis Yosef. And you're the Beis Yosef, okay. So if you look in the next of the Beis Yosef says, Taman, the reason that the women don't work, it is to make sure, a person, right, today we don't really have this problem because we have lights in the house. But in the olden days, where they didn't have lights, so you had the candles lit, so a person is not allowed to use Neiris Chanukah for anything but to have them as a holy thing in the house. You're not allowed to use them to count money, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to use them to read. So, since that is the main light in the house, as long as they're lit, if you start like cleaning or whatever, doing near them, the basis, so you're gonna start, you're gonna end up using the light of the Neiris Chanukah. So as a gedder, like you said, not to end up using light in Eretz Chanukah, he did not work during that time. That's what the Beis Yosef says.
Don't work on Shabbos either when the candles are lit. I mean, you work. What is work? That's the other question.
You're allowed to use the Neretz Shabbos, though.
You're allowed to use it for reading.
For Neretz Shabbos, but not Neretz Chanukah. But not Neretz Chanukah.
So what do they define by work?
Oh, you're saying, what does it mean, this minhag? So we'll get to that, What is it? You're saying some men should also not work. Right. She's saying the men, according to that reason, the men also shouldn't have to work. So the Taz raises issue with this idea of the Beis Yosef, that's the reason. And he points out the following. So does anyone know that Rosh Chodesh is a holiday for women?
Yes.
Why? Why is Rosh Chodesh a holiday for women? How is it a holiday and why is it a holiday? Right. So how is it a holiday? Women are supposed to be off from doing work also that day on Rosh Chodesh, right? So why? So the Gemara tells us that since at the Chet HaEgel, when it came to the time when there was the golden calf, they didn't give their earrings and their jewelry to do the Chet HaEgel because they were against it. And all their husbands wanted to do Avodah Zarah, but they didn't want to do Avodah Zarah. So since they did that, as a reward, they were given Rosh Chodesh as a day of Yom Tov Ki'ilu, and the men were not. So Rosh Chodesh was a day as a reward, right? So the Taz says, same thing here. It's a reward for what Yehudis did. That's what the Taz says. It's like Rosh Chodesh. Look in the Taz. V'li nira, in my opinion, lidmoso l'Rosh Chodesh. I want to compare this to Rosh Chodesh. Rish Simin Tes Yudayim. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mutter Min Adin Basiyas Malacha, that you're allowed to do Malacha on Rosh Chodesh, Va'afilu Hachi, Kevan Shenohagim, Kein Anashim, Shelo La'asos Malacha, Hu Minak Tov, V'zehu Lahem L'schar, Shelo Nasnu Zmeyem La'egel. That the women have the minhag not to work on Rosh Chodesh, and it's a reward because they did not give their jewelry to the egel. Va'amrinan Be'Dvarim U'Mutarim, so he said, and that's the minhag that everyone's supposed to keep. Kamosh Kasav Nusham Beis Yosef. Hu Adin B'Chanaka. This is the same as when it comes to Chanukah. Kevin Shenase HaNes Alidei Anashim. Since the whole Nes was done by women, Yafel Lahem Kishem Nohagos Shelolasos Malacha. It's right that they should not do Malacha. Aval HaNashim Vadei In Shaychus Minag Bazeh. They for sure do not have a part in this Minag because they do not get the reward. Just like they don't buy Rosh Chodesh, they don't over here either. Right? Right.
And all the men bought also, and they found the Pach Shemin to begin with.
So the word is like this. So I'll tell you this with the Pach Shemin. So the first time we have a mention of the Pach Shemin as being the miracle is in the Gemara, not earlier on. So really, the real thing we're celebrating probably is the military victory.
Right.
Hanukkah is the day where we celebrate the defeat of our enemies and that we won a big war. Right. So. So that's what they even say. Everyone asks, how come they only made Chanukah holiday the next year? Right? Why didn't they do it? It's Shana Acheres they made the holiday. So Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva. So he says, we know, Tzitz Eliezer was a modern day rabbi. He says, we know after 1967, no one celebrated in 1967. Because everyone was injured and there was still very bad things going on, right? He says, 1968, so then we really celebrated because everyone was better already. He says, after the war was done, so that was not yet to celebrate. So you can't celebrate a war right after it's done. The next year, so then we celebrated winning the victory. So really it's probably about the victory. That's the main, is one of the riyas,
right.
that's the main.
Which was a man's victory
also. Yeah, but seemingly the Gemara and the Rishonim are saying that it was brought about by a woman.
The initial.
Whatever it is that they fled, whatever that means, meaning that's what it seems to be.
So that was the actual defeat.
That's what it seems to. We're going to point out that maybe this is not true, but according to what we're saying, yeah, that seems to be what it is. Right. So that's the two opinions why there's the minhag: one, not to use the candlelight as the Beis Yosef, and the other one because it's a reward for what Yehudis did. So Rav Yaakov Emden was the rabbi of Emden. He was the son of the Chacham Tzvi. He lived in the 1700s, the last source on the first page, Moro Katsia. So he wrote many, many things. He's a very interesting person. He had a very interesting personal life, and he had a very interesting public life. He was a very interesting human being. He had a lot of different political things that happened with him. So he also had a printing press. He lived in the 1700s. So he was also like a bit of a scholar. So he's the one that points out, he says, Yehudis didn't happen then. It didn't happen then, so how could it be that that's the reason that this happened? So look at he writes, Neis Chanukah kamo kei nase al-yedei anashim. So he says, V'zeh davar badui. This is ridiculous. Badui means like, this is ridiculous. He's a very strong writer. I tell you, Rav Shechter in YU doesn't like the way he writes, that he writes too strongly, so he calls him the balabus of the printing press. So he calls it back on him. Okay, fine. V'zeh davar badui. Afal pishe kastru king kitas mafarshim. Even though there are some mafarshim that say it, he says it doesn't make any sense. Ki ba'emes ein shaychus klal anashim b'neis Chanukah yom retem yosem in anashim. Women have no greater part in the Nes of Chanukah than the men. Lo amru Chazal shafin oy beos anes. Chazal only told us they also were a part of the Nes, but not that they were the Nes. Sheavanum gazra leisha nesish shitivala hegemon tchila, because they made this rule that they have to be with the governor. Shegezeru some roads hayukolos from the nashim begam la nashim kamol la nashim, that the Greeks were bad to the women and to the men. Lo shehein heina hayu. It's not that they were the cause of the Nes. If you read the book of, you know, if you read the book of Maccabees 1, there's Maccabees 1, Maccabees 2, Maccabees 3, Maccabees 4, all the books of the Apocrypha that talk about what happened. That's how we have the story of Chanukah. It's in those books that were written and that were not included in Tanakh. In the Italian Jewish communities, they read, there's a Megillah that was made as a summary of what happened in Chanukah called Megillas Antiochus. Like Megillas Esther, Megillas Antiochus, they read it every day of Chanukah in the Italian Jewish communities. I don't know if there are any Italian Jewish communities today, but that was what they always did. So that has all the stories of Chanukah.
It's interesting that Omar, yes, there is real, there are.
That what?
There's an Italian
shul. Right. So I wonder if they do it. If they keep like the real Italian Minhagim, like that was what they used to do supposedly. Yeah.
You know, if you go to the Italian shul in Italy.
Yeah.
Hard to
yeah, they have a totally different,
oh
yeah. Minag Roma, it's called. Minag Roma. It's a totally, they're not Sephardim, they're not Ashkenazim, they do like, they have their own.
But it's interesting that Megillat Esther was included
Yeah, so the reason this wasn't included, if you look in it, it's very clear, because I went through all of Maccabees 1. Even though maybe you're not supposed to read it, because it wasn't Tanakh, but I read it. So, it's very depressing. There's like a lot of just death and killing and dying. It's not like Esther. It's like, oh, nothing happened. Yeah, whatever. So it's like, it's very, yeah, it's very depressing. It's constant. And they attack, you know, they attack them on Shabbos. And they can't, they don't fight back because it's Shabbos and they massacre. It's not a pleasant. So that's the reason that usually, I think I saw once in some of the Farshim, why don't we read anything in Hanukkah? Because it was a sad story. You know, it was like at the end it turned out okay, but it was very sad. The whole. So that's probably why we don't, that's probably why Chazal didn't want to include it either, because it was very depressing. Okay. So, that's the Gemara says, the reason they didn't want to include Koheles is because also, like, it could drive you crazy. It says, Devar of Sostrin says that. It's constant just contradiction. It doesn't make any sense, the Gemara says. So the Gemara says they wanted to leave Koheles also out of Tanakh. But then they included it because the beginning Pasuk makes sense and the end Pasuk makes sense. So, since it starts and ends with something good, the Gemara says so we include it. But otherwise, the rest is going to drive you crazy. Right? So that's the, okay. Fine, right. So we know that was to the men as well. Umidivri haYosipon. You know what Yosipon is? Yosipon is the sefer, a sefer written by a Rishon of all the history of the Jewish people. It was a summary of Josephus. Written by a from Jew. So all the Rishonim who like knew history learned it from Yosipon. Because it was in Hebrew. Right? It was in Hebrew. Gama Paitan Ashkenazi. If you look in the Piyutim of Chanukah, he says he knew all the Piyutim. In the Ashkenazi Piyutim, B'Yotzer, the Shabbos Chanukah, and the Yotzer, and the, you know, in the back of the Siddur, if you look, sometimes the Yotzros, those are like the different poems made for different occasions. So in the one for Shabbos Chanukah, Irbiv Masa Shnei Anisim Mischalpim. He mixes up and puts Yehudis in Chanukah. V'rachokim Oud Bezmaneim Zemizeh. They were very distant. V'lo Karav Zelzeh. Im Lo Shenemar Sheratz Latid Zicharon Gam Lanes Yehudis She'ira Bezmanakadmon. V'mei Golos Bayis Rishon. So, he said, the whole Yehudis thing, he says, happened during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, not the second Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. So, Achanak, the second Beis HaMikdash. So he points out from Yosipon, from the other historical sources, it seems to be that it actually happened earlier, right? So what's the defense of why we still should commemorate Yehudis, even if it wasn't at that time? So it happened with the Greeks, right? It happened with the Greeks, but the first Beis HaMikdash Greeks, not the second Beis HaMikdash. So if you look in the Ben Ishchai was the Rav of Baghdad. He was the, he's like Ben Ishchai, like we have, let's say, huh?
Baghdad.
Yeah, Baghdad. Don't they say Baghdad? No? Don't say that? Baghdad. Say Baghdad, okay, fine. So this is where, he was the Rav of Baghdad when Rav Avadi Yosef was born. He was, by the Sephardim, like the Ben Ishchai is like,
they call him
old. Yeah. The Ben Ishchai is like, it's like there's God and then there's like the Ben Ishchai. One of Rav Avadi Yosef's, what made him unique is he was the first Sephardi Posek in modern times to disagree with the opinions of the Ben Ishchai. There are many Sephardic communities, like they say, Mordechai Eliyahu was the chief rabbi of Israel after Rav Avadi Yosef, and his followers, they follow everything the Ben Ishchai says. Literally anything the Ben Ishchai says, they follow. No, the Ben Ishchai takes precedence over everyone. Rav Avadi Yosef was of the opinion that Sephardim should follow the Shulchan Aruch, Maran HaBeit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo. So he published a whole Sefer on the Sefer of the Ben Ishchai, disagreeing with everything he said. So he was put in Chirim by the Sephardi rabbis when he was in his 20s. His books were burned in public in Yerushalayim, Rav Yosef. The Sephardim hated him. They kept him out of the rabbinate. He was put into power by the Ashkenazim, Rav Yosef. That's how he became big. The Ashkenazim didn't like the sitting Sephardi chief rabbi in the 60s, so they got Rav Yosef to run for Sephardi chief rabbi, and they supported him against the current one, and he became, and then he took over. But the Sephardim were very against him. His grandson-in-law, Rabbi Dweck, who's the principal of the Barakai school in Brooklyn. It's his grandson-in-law. So he came to speak at DRS, where I'm a Rebbe, during the week. So he came to speak after Rav Avadi passed away. So
what
he said,
call that after the, when somebody passes away, it's
He just came to speak in there. So he said that his grandfather-in-law was hated by the Sephardi. Like, the Sephardim hated him until he became, then he took over and made everyone the Radio Safe people. But he was, so the Ben Ishchai was the one before him. He was like the, whatever. So Ben Ishchai says, "Ochel ma'achali chalav b'chanukah zeichel anis shenase b'chalav sheichili Yehudis as ha'oyev shahaya mimalchi yavan." Because of what Yehudis did, we eat milchis because she killed this king of Greece. "V'hamase huva b'sefer chemdas yam." He says, "I found this story told in the Sefer Chemdas Yomim, which is a different Sefer. The Nezze Nasa Kodem HaNesa Yikari Shal Chanukah B'Kamashanim. This, he said, happened many years before the Nes of Chanukah. Achoel V'Oso Oyev Haya Mimalchei Yavan, since this enemy, Greek enemy, was from Greece, V'Gam Hu HaYaratzel Aviram Adas, and he also wanted to stop the Jews from being Jews, just like his later followers in the times of Chanukah. L'kach Osin Nes Zeh Gam Kein Zecher B'Mei Chanukah. So we also do it on Chanukah because, like, we want to remember this Nes as well. So whether it happened at that time or not, so it still will be included in Chanukah because this is one of the defeats of the Greeks. Right. So that's interesting. So this, that's what the minhag is. The minhag is women don't do work. We have to discuss what it is. And so when it says Kol Zman Shaniras Dolkos, as long as the candles lit, that means for only the Zman that it has to be lit. So half an hour.
Oh, right. And as it continues to burn.
Yeah, so then you're allowed to use the light even at that point.
Ah,
yeah, it's only for, you can blow it out after that. Right. No, you can blow it out. So, whatever the reason is, the Ben Ish Chai points out, it still is a Zecher to Yehudis. That's the story of that. Fine. So what kind of malacha? That's the question. What kind of malacha is one not allowed to do during that time? What would you think?
Yeah. Sewing, laundry,
yeah. So you see who it's from? Anyone recognize the name?
Schneider.
Schneider was the first one to write English halacha books. It's an old book, Halachos Chanukah. It was published like decades ago. He was the first person to like put together things that they still have in the same typeset. It's like the 1970s like typeset. So Shimon Eider, he writes that he heard this from Moshe Feinstein. What type of work is restricted by this minug? Sewing, laundry, and other malachos which are prohibited in Cholamoid. Cholamoid things one is not allowed to do. Cooking and malacha, which will prevent financial loss, which is permissible in Cholamoid, are permissible. So anything that's not allowed to be done in Cholamoid, which includes things that are considered more professional, like sewing, like laundry, like those kind of things that are tircha, are not allowed to be done. But like cooking and whatever, which could be done with Cholamoid, so that would be allowed. Right, you can be, so there are posts that say cooking is included as well. So you could be machmir for those opinions. I give you permission to be machmir for those opinions.
If
you,
right,
there you go. Right, good point, right? Maybe that's why we have sour cream. Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No. I didn't grow up with it either. There are people that are machbid too. There are people, but I didn't grow up with it either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, for some reason, but it's brought down in many places, but yeah, for some reason it didn't go down. Okay. So lastly, I just wanted to talk about the halal. So, are women chayiv in halal in general?
I think so.
You say no. Why? So let me ask you a question. Do you say halal at the Seder?
Yes.
Why? Isn't it mitzvah shishas zman grama?
The whole Seder is mitzvah shishas
zman grama. So, right. So you're saying...
Part of the Seder.
So what makes that halal different?
I don't know.
Okay, it's fine. So the Magen Avraham famously writes, Nashim peturos mikol halal nishi mitzvah shishas zman grama. Women are not obligated in any of the halals because they are a time-bound mitzvah. So they can't be motzi other people insane. So the point is, though, is we're going to see, right, that they are chayiv to say, women are chayiv to say the halal on Pesach. So we have to figure out why and what the difference is and if that'll then change the din for Chanukah. Seemingly women should be then putter from Chanukah also, all the halal, all 8 days. But we'll have to see. If Pesach is different, maybe Chanukah should be different also. So there is a famous comment of Tosfos with regards to this. The Gemara tells us, in Masechah Sukkah, when it talks about halal and sukkah, it says the following line: Misha haya eved o isha o katan makrin o so, ona achareyan mashein omrim. So it used to be that sometimes they would have, when they had a group of people who couldn't say the halal on their own, they would have someone say it for them, right? Because not everyone knew Hebrew then. So the Gemara says, if it's someone who's not usually chayiv, and it gives the example of a woman also, so when she's saying it for the people have to say it themselves word for word. Also. So why would they have to do that? Why couldn't they just listen to her and be yotze? Why would they? Usually we have a concept in halacha, shomea ka'ona. When someone says something, right, when Mendy says the bracha for tekiyah shofar, so you don't repeat the bracha. You're chayav in tekiyah shofar also. Why? Shomea ka'ona. You are yotze, right? So the halal is the same exact thing. It's one long bracha, halal. So how come they have to repeat it in this case? The Mishnah says when it's someone like a woman. So seemingly because they're not chayav. So Tosfos makes the following point. Mashma kan, it appears from here, the isha patura mihalel, the sukkis, of sukkis, the kain da atzeres, and of atzeres is what? Shvus. Shvus, right? That a woman is patur from the halal on sukkis, and also of shmini atzeres. I mean, also of shvus. The time of the reason is, mishum de mitzvah sha'azman gromehi, because it's the time of mitzvah. Af al gav, even though, Dibahalel de Lili Pesachim, Mashum a Perak Arbi Pesachim, Dimachayvi Bedalakosos. With regards to Pesach, we know women are chayiv in the Dalakosos. Umistama, and we all know, Lo Tiknu Dalakosos, Elakade Lomar Aleim Halal Vagada. The whole reason that Chazal made a takana, a decree of drinking Dalakosos on Pesach, is in order to say Halal over wine. And that's all, and we know women are chayiv in Dalakosos. So what does that come to reason then? That they're also chayiv in Halal. Shiny halal of Pesach. Halal of Pesach is different. Women are chayav. The al hanisba. It's a halal that's said over a nes, a miracle. Va'afhein hayuba also a nes. And on Pesach, since they're chayav, because of the reason that they also part of the miracle, so they are chayav in the halal as well. Aval kan, but here by Sukkis and Shavuos, lo al hanes amur. It's not being done for a nes. It's because of the time. So what would you say based on this comment of Tosfos with regards to Chanukah? The halal of Chanukah. They're not, why? So what did Tosfos say? So Tosfos said, this is a holding cup one. So Tosfos said, a very interesting chakira, an important chiluk in halal. There's two types of halal, you say in the yeshiva, there's tzvei dinim in halal. There's two types of halal. There's one halal which is like on a time, like Shavuos and on Sukkis, because it's the time. And there's another type of halal which is celebrating a miracle. Right? So women are not chayiv in the time one, because that's a mitzvah seishas zman grama. But they are chayiv in the nes one because that's on a nes and they were included in the nes. So many achronim point out based on the Tosfos. So Chanukah is a nes and women should be chayiv. And what's so interesting? The Tosfos mentioned that women are pater when it said the women are pater from halal of Sukkis and a Shavuos. He didn't say anything else. He didn't. Why didn't he say Chanukah? So probably because he didn't mention Chanukah Tosfos because he assumed it's like Pesach. That just like by Pesach, we assume women are chayav on Pesach in the Seder. Because Afin Hayubos Anes, so the same thing should apply in Chanukah. He just left it unsaid. So many of the Achronim point out, based on this Tosfos, that women should be chayav in the Halal of Chanukah as well.
But when do you say Halal?
Every morning in Shabbos. Every single morning in Shabbos.
But you say in Shabbos?
Yeah, every single morning.
But women aren't chayav for Shabbos.
Is that true?
In a
minion. Right, no one's talking about a minion. You can say Halal in a row. I mean, you could, right, you could. So the point is this. So there are, Shlomo Zalman Arbach, amongst others, held that, women aren't putter from halal. Shlomo Zalman said that, no, so Tosfos doesn't mean that. He says and he says Tosfos is saying that, but Chanukah is not a nes halal. Chanukah is, he thought, is more like the halal of Sukkis and Shavuos. Which is a little bit, schwer. And Moshe Feinstein held women are chayiv in, halal. On this is a machlokas haposkim. So many poskim assume, b'zman hazeh that, that women are chayiv, if a woman has the minhag to daven, right, then it would be part of the two.
Yes,
so we discussed this. So there is the, right, Pash Pshat is, and that's in Mishnah Berurah, Paskins and others, that women are chayiv and at least shachris and mincha. But we discussed that, what is it now? It's a while ago, no? Right, so the minhag from the Hasidic countries, the minhag in the Hasidic countries are women did not daven, based on the Magen Avraham, whatever thing is. But,
Because when you
have a seder,
women
are at
the
seder,
so
it's part of the whole practice of the seder. Right. It's a mitzvah that's easy to perform, and women, even though Shimon Grama, she's there. Right.
But if it's Shachris, unless...
Right, so there are many women who daven Shachris, and so would be then, you know, also to say, halal. But that's the thing, meaning on a technical basis, would women be chayiv in halal? It seems that, at least from this toast, was that it would be an just the same reason as everything else. The Afin Ayubos Anis would override the mitzvah to say Shazman Grama. So that's the story. So women are connected to Chanukah because of the nes that happened to them with regards to the Gezeir Yevanim and also from Yehudis. And there's the minhag of not working, which is the working of Chol HaMoed and whether it happened at that time or not. And the Halel on Chanukah.